In this video, you'll see a quick demonstration of the new management experience for Azure Active Directory. It's in preview now, and you can try it out by signing in to portal.azure.com as a global administrator of your tenant. To see the experience, click the Azure Active Directory item in the left navigation bar of the portal. If it's not there by default, you can add it through the More Services menu by finding Azure Active Directory and pinning it by clicking the yellow star. And when you click on Azure Active Directory, you'll see everything that you can manage in your tenant in our new preview experience. In the resource menu on the left, you'll see the starting point to manage the users and groups in your tenant, as well as the applications that your users access. You can also manage directory-wide features such as Azure AD Connect and domain names. The tiles on the right give you a quick visual indication of the status of those features, and they also let you begin using other capabilities of Azure Active Directory, such as identity protection and privileged identity management. The Quick Tasks tile gives you an easy way to begin common tasks, like adding a new resource to your directory or finding an existing one to manage it. The Recommended tile guides you to begin configuring important directory features. And the What's New tile gives you updates on capabilities from Azure Active Directory. To see the management experience for users and groups, click that item in the resource menu, and you'll see an overview of sign-in activity and the users and groups in your tenant. Click on the All Users tab to see all the users in your tenant and type in the name of a user that you want to manage. When you see the name, click on the item in the list to open it. On the Overview tab, you can see at-a-glance information about the user, such as some basic properties, a graph of recent sign-ins, a profile photo, and the number of groups they're in. On the Profile tab, you can see and manage important properties about the user's identity, such as their username and whether they can sign in. On the Work Info tab, you can see the address book properties for user, and if they're not synced from on-premises, you can manage them. On the Directory Role tab, you can see whether the user is a regular user in the directory, a global administrator, or as one or more of the other administrator roles. And on the Groups tab, you can see all the groups in which the user is a member, including whether their membership is based on an assignment or whether it's based on a dynamic membership role. You can also add and remove them from these groups. Click the Sign-ins tab to see recent sign-in activity for the user. Click on Columns to select which properties you want to see about the sign-ins, and you select Filter to choose a date range of sign-ins that you want to see. Click on Audit Logs to see audit events related to the user, either things they've done themselves or had done to them by others. You can filter the list, such as by particular actions, such as delete. And you can also click on Filter to find items within a particular date range. The experience for managing groups in your tenant is very similar to the experience for users. To see it, click on the All Groups item. Click on the name of an individual group to open it up. On the Overview page, you'll see at-a-glance information about the group, including its members. You can see all the individual members by clicking on the Members tab. And of course, you can add and remove members here. You can also see group memberships to see that the groups that this one is in. And again, you can add it, this group to other groups or remove it from groups that it's in. And if you open up a group that has dynamic membership, you can click on the Membership Rules tab and see the membership rules that control the membership for the group. And of course, you can click on Members to see the actual resulting membership. You can also use the preview experience to manage self-service password reset for your organization. On the Properties tab, you control who among your users is able to reset their own password. On Authentication Methods, you control how and what they need to do in order to reset their password. And on Registration, you can control whether users are required to register for password reset when they sign in. Click on Company Branding to configure the sign-in experience for your users to reflect your organization's branding. On this page, you can upload the graphics that your employees will see on the sign-in screen and configure the text that helps them understand which password to enter and who to contact if they're having problems signing in. On the User Settings tab, you can control whether your users have permission to complete tasks that require access to directory resources, such as adding their own applications or inviting guests to collaborate on resources such as SharePoint sites or Azure resources. click on Enterprise Apps to see the apps that are integrated with your Azure AD. You'll see an overview of sign-ins to the top applications. To manage a particular application, click on the All Applications tab and find the application in the list. Then click on it to open it. On the overview for the application, you'll see the thumbnails for the users and groups assigned to the app and a graph of recent sign-ins. You can click on Users and Groups to see all of the users and groups that are assigned to the app, and you can add and remove items from their list. You can also click on Sign-ins to see the history of recent sign-ins to the app and audit logs to see recent changes to the app. To learn more about the new Enterprise Applications experience, watch our video at aka.ms/AADvideo102. If your organization has developed any custom line of business apps or multi-tenant apps and integrated those with Azure Active Directory, you can find the app registration data for those apps on the App Registration page. To manage the app registration data for a particular app, open the item from the list. There you'll see a summary of information about the app registration, and you'll be able to manage properties such as the reply URLs and the keys. You can also use the preview experience to manage directory-wide features like Azure AD Connect. Open up the blade and you can see the status of integration between your Azure Active Directory and your Windows Server AD running on your network. If you need to, you can download the Azure AD Connect configuration tool to get that set up. And once you have, you can click on the Azure AD Connect Health link to see the status of servers that provide federation services, synchronization services, and Active Directory domain services. One of the cool capabilities we've added with this preview is the ability to see all sign-ins for your organization. You have the same column choosing and filtering experience you had before, and you can filter down to sign-ins for a particular user just by typing their name. And of course, you can click on a particular sign-in to see more details about it. One of the coolest capabilities in our preview experience is the ability to see and search audit logs across all the activities in your Azure Active Directory tenant. You can type in a term, such as consent, and see activities that relate to that term. Then you can click on one of these and see the details of the activity. For example, in this case, a user consenting to an application to access their data. You can also use the preview experience to manage the domain names that you've integrated with your Azure Active Directory. You can see the status of an existing domain name, or if you need to add a new one, you can begin that in a simple and streamlined way by clicking the Add button in the command bar. Several of the features in our preview experience are features of Azure Active Directory Premium, and you'll need an Azure AD Premium subscription in order to use them. If you don't already have a subscription, you can get one easily from within the preview experience. And to show that, I'll show you the experience of getting one from a directory that doesn't already have Azure AD Premium. Just click on one of the premium features, such as company branding, and you'll click on the purple bar. And from there, you can activate a subscription that will give you Azure AD Premium. We hope you like using the preview experience. We'll be adding lots of new capabilities. Soon, you'll be able to use the new experience for everything that you've been doing in the experience in the Azure Classic Portal, and a whole lot more. We'd love to hear your feedback about our preview experience. You can give us that feedback in the Admin Portal section of our feedback forum. You can reach that by navigating to aka.ms/AAD Admin Portal Feedback. Thanks!